Larry. Larry, are you there?
I'm here, Kevin.
We have a remote coming up from the University Union.
Yeah, what about it?
It's the Pauly 500.
Okay.
And it's going to be a goodie.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Why don't we find out if they're there?
I just talked to Mac.
You just talked to Mac?
Yeah, he said he was going to come down there and have somebody come up and replace him at the Pauly 500. So he should be on
his way down. We're here.
Are you there at the Pauly 500?
Absolutely.
Oh, is this Vic Carpenter?
Absolutely. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Just fine. I just woke up, and it's a nice day.
Isn't it, though? Very beautiful from here, from the Pauly 500. We're up in front of Tenaya Hall. I have Dennis Merritt down below bringing us some facts here. We just had the race between car 5 and car 9. So far, we're just about done with the preliminaries of today's Pauly 500. We had the best time is the Pomona College still, the Pomona Polytechnical from us, the same thing we are, our sister college, I guess, with 1 minute. Next was tied between the American Society of Mechanical Engineers and the 1865 restaurant with 1 minute and 1 second. Very, very beautiful day. Some very, very lovely young ladies out walking around. There's one across today. And I'll turn it down now to Dennis and see if he has anything to add.
Yeah, we've got some information here on car number 15 in the race, which is doing some good time. Both heats that it's run has run 1 minute and 4 seconds. Unfortunately, at the end of the finish for this car, it has cracked up, and we've got a report that there were two people that were hit by this car. It's being run by the Society of Mechanical Engineers at our college here, and we don't have too many facts on it except that I guess somebody's foot got hurt. But apparently he's going to be able to finish his heats, and is being cautioned to watch it at the end of the line so that he can control his car a little bit better. And that's about all the information we have right now on that car. So I'll give it back to you, Vic.
Okay. I'm sitting up here in the ivy up in front of Tenaya Hall. And according to the starting, we have the mousetrap coming down, and we have a silver thing. It looks like it's number one, car number one. I'm not sure where it's from. I don't have that yet because they just brought the car to the beginning. So we'll gather some more information there on the injury accident. And until we do that, we'll turn it back over to you, Kevin, at KCPR.
Thank you, Vic. It sounds like a good time up there. If you happen to be in the area, be sure to drop by the University Union where they're holding the annual Soapbox Derby race during this 43rd annual Pauly Royal. Lair, are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here, Kevin.
Okay, why don't you take it over?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Why don't you pod that down there?
Wait a minute, we got something here.
Oh, we do.
Mac Rubberneck.
All righty, got some results out of the second group of the third annual Pauly 500 Soapbox Derby race. They're running the third group now, as you heard up at the top there. But down in the studio, we got the groupings here, if I can figure them all out. In the first race, Pomona Rose Float ran alone, so it won against itself with a time of 1
tough
minute
race.
And 26 seconds. In the second race, 1865 restaurant sponsored float number 12, car number 12, ran against the car number 7, the Rose Float, with a time of 1:01, which is tied for second best time. Race number 3, Serendipity, ran alone with a time of 1 minute 12 seconds. In the fourth race, the AIIE, car number 9, ran against the Pi Phi Alpha Phi Omega.
It's all Greek to you.
It's all Greek to me. And AIIE went with a time of 1:03, which is about number 4. In the fifth race, Pomona, the fastest car in the lot, again, with a time of 1 minute flat, which is the same time it had in the first grouping, and it raced against itself. Great. A little snow cone action here. Race number 6, the ASME, car number 13, ran against ASAE with a time of 1:01, which is tied for second place. And race number 7, Coast to Coast, Ken's Bicycle Shop, number 3, ran against the SAM car, Society for the Advancement of Management, with a time of 1:02. And race number 8, SAE, ran against Pomona SME, which would be the Society for the Advancement of Engineering against the Society of Mechanical Engineers.
A lot of societies.
A lot of societies, yeah. Socialization, all that. Anyway, SAE won with 1:04. So to wrap it up, the best time so far is from Pomona. So all you slow towners, listen up and get your wheels rolling. That's it. That's it from Mac Rubberneck, but time of 1 minute. We'll have the third groupings later on. Hope you enjoyed the Poly 500.
Before we go back, Kevin, I think Mac Rubberneck deserves to be congratulated. This is his third Poly 500.
Jeez.
In a row, no less.
What an old man.
He hasn't missed one.
Hasn't missed one yet.
The last two.
And that's just KCPR San Luis Obispo's continuing effort to bring you the best in quality during Poly Royal events. We're going to take you back up to Larry Laffalot in the University Union.
Kevin?
Yes, Larry.
Kevin?
Yes, Larry.
I have you know that the monitor up here for me is out. And the only reason I know that you're on, because you're on in the University Union all over this place.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you blow it today, Kevin, it's...
Is Herb on his way?
I don't know where they are. I got my radio up here, so it's no big deal. Symphonic band you can hear in the background is beginning to start up again. The crowd begins to filter in to hear it. Some nice young ladies up here, Kevin. You should take a few of them in.
I'll be up.
I hear you.
Larry. Are you there, Larry? Come in, Larry.
Yeah, I'm here, Kevin.
Are you there?
Hang on for a second.
Why don't you pot that down?
Kevin?
Yes, Larry. We have a remote coming up.
Kevin?
Yes, Larry.
Kevin?
Yes.
Can you hear me, Kevin?
Yes, I can.
My signal's pretty bad, right?
I know, it's really bad. It's we're having some technical difficulties, and we're going to go to a remote, and then we're going to come back down to the main control room down here in the Graphic Arts building and try to figure out what the problem is again and then try to get back to you.
All right, Kevin.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, we're switching over to a remote now. This is in Tenaya Hall. Do you read me in
Tenaya
Hall?
Hello.
Hello, Vic.
Hello, Kevin. How are you today?
Just fine.
Oh,
we're having some
nice
trouble from the University Union, but we're going to try to get that straightened up as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's great.
Well, it sounds to me like we have a remote coming up from Pauley Canyon, and I hate to say it, but it sounds like Herb and Andy Anaheim. Do you guys read in Pauley Canyon? Herb, do you read? Does anybody read? Is anybody there? We're not getting anything, boys. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go into another song because they don't read us. We'll try to get that remote from Pauley Canyon to you. It's 22 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. A few events coming up today, which I don't want you to miss. From the practice soccer field, there's a soccer game that started at 1 o'clock. That goes till 3 p.m. There's a water polo game that you just missed. Great. This kid knows how to read. Yeah. Okay, what else do we got here? We have a judo demonstration at 3 p.m. in the gymnasium, put on by the judo club. Not by... we got some...
Look out, Kevin!
Okay, let's see. What else we got? We got a folk dance in the gymnasium at 2 p.m., and there's one going on right now that started at 1. So you still have a chance to catch that one. And that's just about it, except for the carnival that's going on at this very moment, which you're missing. So I'd advise you to get over here, there, for the carnival. One other little thing we'd like to mention. This is KCPR in San Luis Obispo, 91.3 FM. We're located in the Graphic Arts Building, and if you're not doing anything, why don't you come on by and see exactly what happens around here. It's really a professional organization, and I'd like you to come by and check it out. This is not the Mac Rubberneck Show. This is the Vic Cassava Show, and this is the New Riders.
Panama Red, Panama Red. If you steal your woman, then he'll rob your head.
Don't mess with Mr. In-Between, or Arnie, or Salmonella.
Oh, thanks a heap.
That's a good thing to remember. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. We seem to have a remote coming up from the University Union for the finals in the Poly 500. Do you read up there in the University Union?
Good morning, Kevin.
Vic,
how are you here
once
today?
Again, how you doing?
Oh, quite well. Dennis was down at the finish line. I was down at the starting gate here. We have the finals for you, and he'll be along in just a second with those. Are you there, Dennis?
Yeah. Okay, we've got the finals, and the award presentations just took place only a couple of minutes ago. In the funny car, number one was 1865 from San Luis Obispo, number 12. And the number two car in that race was the Rose Bowl Float from San Luis Obispo. So it was first and second, 1865, and the Rose Bowl Float. In the stock, it was a very, very hot race, a good race. The
The number one car was the Automotive Society of Mechanical Engineers car, number 13, which ran a time of 1 minute and 4 seconds. The number two car was the AIIE car, number 9, which ran in 1 minute and 5 seconds. It was only a 1 second difference between those two cars. And in the funniest award, the Pomona Rose Bowl float, which was the Mousetrap 2, took the funniest trophy. In the fastest, for the fastest car, the fastest trophy, the Pomona car, it was a private entry by Chris Dallas, car number 8, which had the best time of 1 minute flat. It was a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, a lot of people here. It's a good, very good day. I enjoyed myself very much here. How about you, Vic?
Oh, yeah, I thought everything was really, really far out. I really enjoyed watching it from up here and was really glad I got the chance. Okay, Kevin, we'll go back to you down there at KCPR-FM in San Luis Obispo.
Thank you, Vic, and we'll be back with some more music. First, one little announcement. If you happen to be in the Graphic Arts building, we're in...
KVQ 428. Herb, can you call?
No, we don't. I think we have a remote coming from Pauley Canyon. We're going to check that out right now. Andy,
yeah.
Anaheim and Herb. Is that you, Andy?
Yeah, that's me,
All
Vic.
All right.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How's it out in Pauley Canyon?
Oh, I'll tell you, it's a gorgeous day, if you'll pardon my use of superlatives. There's a few clouds in the sky.
All right.
And there's some pretty heavy cloud cover out over the main mountains in back of us. But for the most part, it's an absolutely great day out here as well as down where you are.
Really?
What
do you got out there?
Well, a whole lot of people. As the weather's cleared up since yesterday, there are a lot more people out here today than there were yesterday. And they're just checking everything out. It's quite a contrast of colors. The hills are pretty green. And there's also all the man-made structures out here that really stand out against the green background. A whole lot of people walking all up and down the hills. There's a lot going on.
Is there a...
Aside from, that's right.
Is there a bus that... goes in and out of there?
Yeah, there are two buses, and people are also doing a lot of walking into Pauley Canyon, which is kind of surprising. The road's pretty crowded with pedestrians as well as the buses.
That's great.
I have here with me Gary Majetti, I didn't butcher your name, who is involved with Design Village out here, and he's been out here most of the weekend from what I understand. Could you tell me what's been going on?
Well, basically so far we've had about 10 schools come up with their structures, and they've set them all up. Most of them are up except for University of Arizona. And we had a speaker last night, Dr. Jens Pohl, talking about the hydraulic house, and we had some movies. Other than that, we've had one play that was put on today, and there's going to be two more at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, which is by the Portable Theater.
Are these the schools that came, are they from all over the state or from all over the country?
They're from all over the state, and with the exception of University of Oregon and University of Arizona in Tucson.
Are they all universities or colleges that have their own architecture programs?
Yes, most of them do. Some of them were art schools that also sent design structures here.
How much longer are all these exhibits and living quarters going to be up?
Most of them will be here through the day. Several of them will be leaving tonight, and then the rest will be leaving tomorrow morning.
What are the permanent structures here in Pauley Canyon that people can see all year round?
The permanent ones are the Shell House, Poles Hydraulic House, the Bridge House. There's the Earthform Restroom. There's the Arch at the entryway. The Tensegrity structure is not going to stay here. Then there's several other smaller things, like the sundial and another structure similar to it. Then there's the dome.
There's a lot going on out here in Pauley Canyon, and all of our listeners will be happy to know that if you don't have anything else to do and if you've seen most of what's going on in the main part of campus, this would be a good place to come and see what else is going on. There's plenty to see out here. The weather is really nice. There's a little bit of wind, but the sun's shining and the sky is clear, and there's a lot to do, and you could even get something to eat on your way up here. Once again, there are two buses coming up here from the main part of the campus, and the hike isn't too bad if you're that ambitious. So that's about it from Pauley Canyon, and we'll give it back to you, Vic.
Thanks, Andy.
Anytime.
Hi. If you're like the average college student listening to this station, you're a busy person, in which case, have I got news for you. KCPR Morning News. KCPR Morning News is a combination of local news, campus news, sports, and weather. It is designed for the person that doesn't have all day to hear the day's news. It lets you know what is going on in the community now, not 10 hours later. KCPR Morning News is a 10-minute broadcast brought to you every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. If you are a person on the go, this broadcast is made with you in mind. Hey, check us out.
Poly Royal in Review 1975 has been engineered and edited by Al Lindley and Dean Opperman, and has been a presentation of the news department of KCPR.
There's one thing that's very, very unique about Poly Royal. It makes it different from any other event at any other school, and that's that everything that you will see today has been student done.
I think right now we're going to take a little talk and trip up to the University Union. Kevin Archer's up there, I believe. Kevin, are you there? Hello, Kevin. Okay, Kevin.
Are you a student here, Bill?
No, sir. I own Cal Photo downtown.
I think we're momentarily cutting off the air.
Rick, we lost you down here, so I'm going to switch back down here, okay?
Oh, good enough.
Or you're coming intermittently.
I drove all the way up from Pismo Beach to look around. Just a real microcosm of all kinds of interesting technical things, most of which I don't understand, but the girls are pretty to look at least.
Hey, I'm curious to know how come we didn't cover the artificial insemination thing for Poly Royal. This is the first time in, I don't know how long, 4 or 5 years anyway, that we didn't cover it.
Well, to tell you the truth, we were just notified about it this afternoon. Somebody walked in and said, keep big cow being taken this afternoon, and we were kind of dumbfounded and taken by surprise, and as it turned out, our remote units had previous commitments elsewhere.
Getting down quite competently by myself. Oh, not enough mic cord there. About a 30-foot drop, and something I wouldn't like to drop.
How was it, Rick?
It was exciting, let me tell you. I have never rappelled before, and it was really a trip. you gotta go up, Blair.
You've never rappelled before. I wouldn't say that. You've walked in here some mornings, and you've rappelled everybody that's seen you.
Have you ever listened to the Andy Anaheim show?
Yeah, sometimes.
What do you think of Andy?
Not too slick.
What?
Not too slick.
What did you think of that remote?
I thought it was pretty noisy myself, you know.
Well, CBR, San Luis Obispo. I don't know why I like saying
I don't know why you like to say that either myself.
Rick, how about to you? How about back to the station?
But Bob's going to tell us about a couple plays that are going on in the little theater today.
Yeah, we're doing Passion, Poison, and Petrification of the Fatal Gazogene. It's a half-an-hour melodrama by George Bernard Shaw.
Mac?
They're using walkie-talkies, to keep communications here at the Poly 500 as well as all over campus today.
Mac and Rubberneck.
Yesterday.
Mac Rubberneck.
Poly Royal. I don't think we really could ask for much better weather.
Yeah, you might also have noticed that on his back he has a Roto-Rooter emblem sewn onto his shirt, which is certainly appropriate considering the nature of his particular entry.
Do you guys read in Poly Canyon? Herb, do you read? Does anybody read? Is anybody there? No, we're not getting anything, boys. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go into another song because they don't read us.
Okay, right now we're going to try to head on up to the College Union with any luck. I don't know if they're there. Kevin, are you up there? Okay, Kevin's still not up there. We're still having problems at the College Union, I guess, so we're just going to have to try to play some more music.
When Poly Royal time rolls around each year, I become more impressed than ever, particularly with the dedication and organizational skills of the hundreds of students who provide the leadership for this event. But I am also impressed with the creative skills, the brain power, and yes, the muscle power of the thousands of students whose coordinated efforts make this absolutely unique collegiate activity possible.
And that's just KCPR San Luis Obispo's continuing effort to bring you the best in quality during Poly Royal events.
Thank you.
When Cal Poly has an open house, you can believe that all hell breaks loose, even here at KCPR.
If Kevin Archer is ready up in the University Union at a remote board, we might just try to see if he's up there and see if he's listening. Kevin, are you there? Kevin, are you there? Okay, it doesn't sound like Kevin's there right now.
KCPR covered the weekend with its remote equipment in full force, and like everything else these days, some of it worked and some didn't.
Kevin Archer's up there, I believe. Kevin, are you there? Hello, Kevin? Okay, Kevin? I think he's not really listening too carefully right now.
You'll hear it all this Thursday night, May 1st at 7:30, Poly Royal in review on KCPR.
Okay, right now we're going to try to head on up to the College Union with any luck. I don't know if they're there. Kevin, are you up there? Okay, Kevin's still not up there. We're still having problems at the College Union, I guess, so we're just going to have to try to play some more music.
Hey there, son. Did you use the Poly Royal as an extended vacation this year?
Yeah, Buellton was great.
Buellton, huh? Well, I guess you missed KCBR's coverage of the Poly Royal weekend.
No, I caught your transmission on a freak skip.
A freak skip? Well, I see. Well, what'd you think of it?
It was hysterical, man. Great remotes, interviews. I'd like to hear it again.
Well, my boy, I guess you're in luck today. This Thursday night at 7:30, KCPR is rebroadcasting its coverage in a special two-hour, re-edited, refiltered rebroadcast.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. Lucky for you, I'm holding in my hand an FM radio that I'd like to sell you. It's only $5.
That's the biggest radio I've ever seen. Is it hot?
Is it hot, my boy? By golly, it's got 37 tubes.
That's this Thursday night at 7:30, huh? Well, thanks for the trip, Skip.
Wait a minute. Don't you want this radio? I can't hang on to the thing forever, you know. Oh, I dropped it.
Well, skip it then.